Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, it's 7:48 in the morning, time for our Noodaloo 2. If you are a cat owner and, you know, all the things that go along with being a cat owner, you got to take care of cleaning up after the cats. It's not like taking a dog. Do people take their cats on a walk? No.
I don't. I think some people do.
And do cats, like cats that are outdoor cats, right? There are cats that are outdoor cats, right?
Sure.
Do they do their business outside or do they all do it in a litter box?
Oh, no. I'm sure they do that outside.
They do.
I would think so.
You had a cat, right?
We had, yes. Ali Sheba.
And
named after the 1987 Triple Crown winner.
Oh, okay. And was it an indoor cat or an outdoor cat?
It was indoor, for sure.
Never went outside?
No.
That's kind of sad.
She was fine with it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this here's our Noodaloo 2. Mm-hmm. Take a listen.
Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty.
Okay, so this week's Noodaloo 2 is going to be hard for me. I love all animals. I was raised by an animal lover, and I am one myself. Growing up, we had cats, and while I love cats, I hated cleaning the litter box. Hated it. Literally, the mere thought of cleaning the litter box makes me want to bomb.com. But somehow, while I was growing up, I was conned into that being my routine chore. And boy, this weekend's Noodaloo 2 would have been my best friend. From the makers of our friends that brought your pups and kitties the Neater Feeder, I introduce you to the Neater Scooper. The Neater Scooper's attached waste bin and clever trapdoor design makes cleaning the litter box a whole lot easier. Scooping and bagging is all combined into a quick, easy one-hand operation. No more spilled litter. It comes with 15 scented bags, which they do sell refills. You line the little waste bin with the bag and then click the grated scooper over it. Once you scoop the poop, it rolls back through the trapdoor right into the baggy lined bin. Once you're done scooping, you just remove the baggie, tie it up, and chuck it. It eliminates touching soiled bags, making it way more sanitary. And it's designed for quick sifting with less dust. Oh my god, the dust. The memories, they come pouring back. The Neater Scooper comes in 4 colors for your fancy feline friend. It goes for $17.99. It's made right here in the USA and can be found on neaterpetbrands.com. You can also purchase them on Amazon. I'm going to put all this information up on Lou's Mr. Fix-It page on WGNradio.com, also on his Facebook page, and also on VibeScore. Download the free app on your iPhone and vibe about it. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
I would hate cleaning up a litter box.
It was awful.
Okay, so before you had this thing, how would you do it? Is there like a scoop like this, right? This thing is like a, it has a handle. It would be, I'm trying to think of the tool that I would describe this as.
Like a dustbuster, it looks like.
It looks like a dustbuster. It's exactly right. So there's a base at the bottom, like a little garbage can. And then the little scooper part clips over the top, and there's a little trap door. Can you hear that trap door? Right? And so now you scoop the little... Good morning, everybody. 7:52 in the morning. And you wiggle, you shake it a little bit, and I would think that the litter goes down there.
No, not the litter.
The litter.
No, because the litter is going to go through the grates.
The litter is going to go through the grates back into the...
litter box.
I bet the litter is expensive, right?
I don't remember, but
okay.
It stinks.
And then you kind of, you're kind of in there, and then it goes into the little trap door. Then you pop the little scooper off, and it's already got a bag ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool, I guess. I mean, you don't have to.
Cat lovers will. I mean, I know you're not a cat person, so you don't get it. But
I get cleaning up the stuff. That's no different. other than yeah. And it's a little scented bag.
It is scented.
Yeah, but it's a pleasant scent. We have the Neater Feeder that we featured years ago.
From the same brand. For the
same company.
Yeah.
And it is Enzo's food bowl. And actually what we didn't realize where this is great because the Neater Feeder, the bowls go inside this little tray. When they spill water or whatever, there's a thing that goes around it so his head's there. And when he splashes or whatever, the food all stays right there. The beauty is because Flo's little, She can't get up over the top of it to eat his food, which he would be mad about anyway. How much?
$17.99.
Well, that's not bad. I mean, this will last you forever.
Yeah.
And it'll make your life a lot easier to clean it up. And do you think that when you clean it up, like how often do you clean a litter box?
I can't remember. I mean, in my head, I feel like it was every hour of the day. It was my mom. I just remember my mom. Lindsay, it's your chore. No dessert.
You had to clean the litter box.
No cookies before you.
Honest to God, I don't think I've ever been near a litter box.
Really?
I mean, just what does it smell like? I mean, other than
not good.
Not bad. But in other words, before you do it. So this is the thing that I don't understand about cats. Okay. Again, I'm not a cat owner. Veronica, were you ever a cat owner?
I'm not a big fan of cats.
Okay. I'm not going to say that because then I'm going to get the. I'm just.
I know. I hate saying it too.
I'm indifferent about cats. I don't really. I don't ever want a cat. And I say that now. I also never wanted a small dog. But I doubt I'll ever have a cat because most everyone in our family is allergic. Carmen's allergic. I don't think Quinn is. I am. Mallory, a little bit. Mallory loves every animal.
Somebody's chair.
You know why I think that I. The main reason I don't want a cat is the litter box.
Okay. So here's the thing. Cats are smart, right? Mm-hmm. So when you get a cat, like training a dog, do you have to train the cat to go in the litter box?
Mm-hmm.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you... No. You pick up... Come here, kitty. And you stick them in the litter box? Or are they attracted? Is there something in the smell? Look at me doing Steve Dale's job.
I know.
Well, from what I know, they... Because my sister loves cats.
Okay.
We jokingly call her the cat lady, crazy cat lady.
That's, I'm sure she loves that. Remember on the holidays.
They need to dig. So once you show them where it's at, then they know.
And do they cover the stuff when they're done?
Yes,
they
do.
That's their thing. So they're very neat. It's like a whole little thing.
They're neater.
Right. And so then they cover it, and that obviously the odor of the cat litter covers the smell.
Yeah.
Well, see.
Until you
would,
go scooping it up.
You would think. And I'm unfortunately have a really keen sense of smell,
right?
Which sometimes is good. I can smell fire before anybody else does.
I want to be around you if there's a hazard.
But it's also a bad thing because as soon as I open someone's door,
you know right away.
I know they have a litter box, even if it's clean. I can still smell it.
I can I can picture it. I can smell the dirty stuff mixed with the litter.
Yes,
right. Like it's
a smell you don't forget.
Ugh.
Yeah.
7:56 in the morning. How are the cornflakes, everyone? Our Noodaloo 2 is up on my Facebook page as well as WGNradio.com, and you can vibe about it on VibeScore on your Apple device. We will take a quick break and be back right after these.